Today is Friday, March the 29th, 2019. The month is going to end on Sunday, so kids, this is it. If we're going to make this month happen, we have got to do it, and we got to do it now. It is Grow Great, the Daily Brief, number 177. The important voices in your life. Hey, do you own a small business in the United States? Are you a U.S.-based entrepreneur? Let me invite you to check out The Peer Advantage by Bula Network, thepeeradvantage.com. This is a forum where seven entrepreneurs and I come together to elevate your business, your leadership, and your life. All our meetings will be conveniently conducted online by way of a video conferencing platform. This isn't a networking, back-scratching group, but this is a true, honest peer advantage group where business ownership is the tie that binds. You can read all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. Just click the apply button. Complete a short questionnaire so we can jump on a phone call together where I can find out more about you and your business. I will answer any questions you may have, and I look forward to speaking with you. thepeeradvantage.com. Let's talk about these important voices in your life from the inside out. From the inside out, we've got a number of voices in our life. When we talk about the important voices in your life, we are not necessarily talking about the loudest voices. Now, I could argue that they really should be one and the same, but that's not always the case. Frequently, those voices, these loudest voices, they are the least important, and that makes them really tough to handle. Sometimes it just seems impossible for us to quieten those things. Let's start with you. Let's start with your voice. Your life has formed a narrative, a story. Neuroscientists teach us that the events of our life don't necessarily determine our story. That is, the stuff that happens to you, well, that's not who you are. But the meaning that we ascribe to those events, yeah, now we're getting somewhere. Well, that's easier said than done. We're not very good at disconnecting ourselves from the things that happen to us. Look around at the people. Look around at the people who have experienced horrific events in their life, just had terrible circumstances, some of the most awful circumstances imaginable. But they not only endure it, they also overcame it. And they embrace behaviors that fuel them to be among the highest achievers on the planet. They determine to have a positive impact on other people. And there are examples everywhere. Just go to Google. Google's your friend. And I'm not just talking about famous names. There are plenty of people that most of us have never heard of, but they are making a big impact in spite of the horrible things that have happened to them. Now, yep, on the flip side, there are a ton of people who've had horrible things happen to them, and they have succumbed to feeling sorry for themselves, to being victims, and we can look at them with sympathy, with compassion, and think, I understand why they're so down and out. Well, what makes these other folks, these resilient folks, what makes them so different, and why and how are they so resilient? Well, I wish I knew. We can apply all kinds of rational and logical thinking to this, but some of it is probably beyond explanation, at least for a guy like me. These people who have overcome these horrible circumstances to achieve great things, they just have a mental toughness. They have a mind made up that they're not going to talk to themselves the way other people do. And while others might lean into being a victim, they might grow bitter, lament their plight, I'm supposing that these people they just figure, what's the point? I mean, how's that going to help? And so they don't get bogged down listening to the inner voice of, woe is me, woe is me. Quite literally, they build a bridge in their mind and they get over it. Their inner voice helps them advance. Yesterday, we talked about energy, losing it or increasing it. The winners in life, and I don't mean financially, but I mean the winner in a much larger sense of it, they command the voice in their head. The voice they hear mirrors their mind made up. And that may be the key. They've made up their mind that this thing, whatever this thing may be, whatever this thing that has happened to me, whether I did it to myself or it just happened because it happened, is not going to stop me from being or trying to be my very best. And that mind made up has a voice worth listening to. And so they do. They listen to it. What about you? What's your mind made up about? It's likely the voice that you're listening to in your head is that voice. If you want to change the voice in your head, you first have to change your mind. Make up your mind that today you're going to aim better, higher for your life. Well, outside voices, these can impact our own voice. It's not always bad or negative. Sometimes the voice outside is exactly what we need. It happens when we surround ourselves with people who care about us, people who care enough to support us, encourage us, challenge us, and serve us so that we can grow into this improved version of ourselves. I'm not being cynical, but most folks don't fit the bill. It's hard work to serve others. The most rewarding work, in my opinion, is to serve others, but it's not fall off a log easy. Certainly not as easy as being hard on people, or second-guessing people, or telling people what we think they should do. Those are easy. Ridiculously unprofitable for them, but it makes us feel better about ourselves. The key to outside voices is to judge them based on who is best being served. Now, this isn't a selfish endeavor. It's just practical, it's honest, it's real. The person who wants to be critical of serving himself, not you, yeah, check. The person who harps about what you ought to do, he is serving himself, not you, check. It drones on and on and on. Every day we're surrounded by the ninnies who want to drive our lives from the safe distance of their own life. Problem is, our life is our life. Our context is ours. Our circumstances, ours. It's not the same as theirs. Here's what happens in my work. It's a judgment-free zone. It's just perspective. It's viewpoint. The learning comes from the questions. It comes from sharing experiences. I'm further up the trail than most of my clients, but even if I'm not further up the trail, my journey has been different. The power is in the differences, the diversity of viewpoints, opinions, philosophies. It's challenging, but in the most caring way, where the client is always the focus. The client must be served. Transformation isn't easy or comfortable. But it's profitable. It's the most profitable work that we can do for ourselves. Determine the voices that surround you. Dig deeply enough to figure out those voices. Are those voices serving themselves or you? Who is benefiting? It's easier to figure out than you may think. Spend some time digging this and just think about these voices, these loud voices, quite oftentimes. Who is benefiting? And once you figure that out, then make up your mind what you'd like to do about it. No, I'm not going to tell you what you ought to do. I just know that those self-serving people who provide no helpful voice to our life are detrimental. I don't know all the circumstances or the context, so it's up to you to decide whether those are important voices or not. Again, I'm using important as the voices that contribute to helping us grow and improve. So much of growing great is to figure out what works and what doesn't. And then do more of what works and eliminate what doesn't. Do that with all the voices in your life. And then let me encourage you to be more selective in the voices that you allow to be important. Me? Hey, I just hope to be a small voice, but an important voice in your earbuds urging you to be well, do good, and grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I do want you to be well. I do want you to do good. I do want you to grow great. And remember, if you are a U.S.-based entrepreneur, please go check out thepeeradvantage.com. I'd love to speak with you, learn more about you and your business, and see if this might be something that would be ideal for you to surround yourself with really important voices that can help you grow great. Let's close out the month strong, kids. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, I'll see you Monday.